animal boredom. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Humans aren't the only species that suffers from the negative effects of boredom. That's one reason zoos provide enriching toys to keep captive animals stimulated. Now, animal welfare scientist Charlotte Byrne of the Royal Veterinary College is making the case for the study of boredom in animals.
Boredom has not really been studied from a biological point of view before, but it's really important to do so because it causes lots of problems in humans, and it could be potentially a really huge welfare issue for animals as well.
Byrne writes in the journal Animal Behavior that, like us, animals may avoid monotony by engaging in dangerous behaviors. For example, they might eat harmful foods or inspect a predator's scent. But she says boredom may also have a function, boosting resilience by motivating animals to explore new niches. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.